relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Phew. I'm so relieved. They've solved it. It's finished. It's over. Shad, I'm supposed to do breaking news, right? Is that one of the things? Or just talk for 3 hours?
It's that analysis, pontification, Star Wars references.
80s music.
80s music. Okay. Those are all on the list.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a little bit of break. This is hot. I mean, literally. We just literally walked here from the green room. I had the news on. You can relax. It's done. It's finished. We're all safe. That peculiar individual who bears the title Attorney General of the United States, who thank the good Lord, thank the stars, was never able to become, because it would be a life term, an associate justice in the Supreme Court, has solved gun crime for us. Yes, he's just solved it. There will now be arms trafficking task forces facilitated by the federal government to assist those states where gun crime is out of control. There will be gun trafficking federal task forces. That's it. I mean, this weekend, there will be no gun crime in Baltimore. Zip. None. Shootouts outside the National Stadium. Forget it. It's gone. It's toast. Extra crispy. Oh, on top of that, did you hear the town hall yesterday with Sleepy Creepy? He's just going to ban 9mm handguns. That's fine, because no other kind of handgun exists. And of course, when you ban the legal purchase of guns, what happens? Criminals don't get guns. When a criminal cannot go into a gun store to do a federal backgrounds check to buy a gun, they just cannot access guns. It's easy. Why didn't I think of that? I mean, I'm a gun guy. I mean, every Friday we dedicate an hour to the Second Amendment and guns. How did I not think of this? Ban handguns. Because hang on. Did they do that in Chicago? I think they did that in Chicago and New York. Let me circle back to you on just how well it worked out in those cities. But seriously, let's talk about this measure from the federal government, because it so shines a light on who these people are And there's only one question we have to answer. Are they stupid or are they really that cynical? So what's the problem? 6-year-old girls being murdered. 1-year-old toddlers being shot in their pram. 6,000 black Americans killed by guns every year by, wait for it, white supremacists. No, sorry, their fellow black Americans. I just got a little bit kind of mainstream media there for a second. Thanks to Larry Elder, the future governor of California. Please, please, please. Thanks to Larry, we have the stats. 6,000 black Americans murdered every year by their fellow black Americans. But that will end. That will end now because Merrick Garland today has declared federal gun trafficking task forces. Because the problem is the gun, yes? The problem is the implement. Not the idea that there are cultures, there are locales, there are municipalities in which killing is okay. And I don't mean the millions of black babies who've been murdered in the womb since Roe v. Wade. I'm talking about adults in broad daylight over some beef. You scratched my car, you didn't pay me for that kilo, and I'm just going to pop a cap in your head in front of two children live on CCTV camera in New York. Because the thing that made me do that is the inanimate metal object in my hand. If that metal object weren't there, I would be an accountant. I'd be a bricklayer. I'd be a plumber. Or I'd be flipping burgers. Or I'd be launching rocket ships into space for 11 minutes. Because it is the gun that made me do it. I wonder, has there ever been in a court of law somebody accused of murder who said, it was the gun that made me do it? And they got off? Did anybody try that? I'm just curious. Yes, Your Honor, it was the Glock 19 that made me do it. I was just strolling down the street and it jumped out of my holster. Well, they don't even buy holsters. It jumped out of my low-riding jeans into my hand and it just magnetically pulled, the trigger pulled my finger toward it, made me aim it at my gang-banging competitor or that person who just dissed me yesterday and made me kill them. The left doesn't care. They don't give a damn. If they did, they'd solve this problem by trying to actually solve it. We have 6,000 black men killed every year in America by their fellow black Americans. Not because of guns. It has nothing to do with the guns. It has nothing to do with legally acquired guns. It has to do with culture. A culture in which violence is good. Violence is fine. Violence is worshipped. It's sung about in popular songs. It's about a culture. And it goes to that video we discussed yesterday in which, for political purposes, you don't prosecute criminals. It is not a large leap. It isn't a light year worth of distance between San Francisco and LA saying, we won't arrest you and we won't prosecute you if you do anything that does less than $1,000 worth of damage. There is not a large chasm between walking out of TJ Maxx with £100 worth of stolen clothing to eventually killing somebody. It's very close. It's very close because it's called the permissive environment. It's why the broken windows policy enacted by Rudy Giuliani in New York worked. The normalization of small infractions leads to rampant murder. In cities like Chicago, in cities like Baltimore, where the decision is made to literally be on the side of the criminal, to release people. Kim Gardner just released three murderers. How? Not because they were found innocent. She made sure her prosecutor didn't show up to the trial. They were released by default because the judge said, well, Kim Gardner's prosecutors couldn't be bothered to come here and prosecute these murder cases, so on a technicality, I have to release you. That way lies death, destruction, and mass murder. What was declared today, however many millions it will cost you, the taxpayer, the Department of Justice's Federal Gun Trafficking Task Forces won't do anything to save the life of the next beautiful 6-year-old black girl from being murdered, as happened a few days ago. It won't do anything to stop the 6,000 black Americans killed each year. But if you're a Democrat voter, I guess it'll make you feel good. I've had enough. I've had enough of the lies, the damnable lies, the hypocrisy, and truly the murderous cynicism of the left. Are you doing something about it? Are you getting engaged? Are you getting politically active? If not, don't listen to this show. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for 2.5 years. So I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. That is what should happen to you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack, and you could be the next success story, just like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. That's Dr. G's guarantee. Call them now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This is a message to all you snowflakes that resist this.
That one always gets me smiling. If you haven't taken advantage of low interest rates just before they increase, you know what? You're overpaying on your mortgage. Stop it. Be a smart homeowner. It just takes 10 minutes. Call American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free, no obligation mortgage review. There's no pressure, no upfront or hidden fees. It's super quick, and it's the easiest way to see if you can add hundreds or maybe even $1,000 back to your monthly budget, all without starting your term over. That's right. You can choose any term, 10 years and over, but you've got to call them now. It's American Financing before the rates increase. It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. Call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MNLS 182334, MNLSConsumerAccess.org. Save yourself a bundle today. Go to AmericanFinancing.net. There was a town hall yesterday. It wasn't... How can you call it a town hall when there's about six people? Did you see the photograph? It's on our Twitter feed. The town hall, quote-unquote, was empty, practically, and then it was Don. I didn't even recognize Don Lemon. I thought it was somebody else when I saw it. Has he had some facial surgery or something? It's very creepy. And then along with the other creep, and he had something to say, the sleepy creepy one, had something to say about the man who allegedly was Don Lemon. And I need my first guest of the day to react. Play cut.
And I know this is going to sound like a non-answer to you, but part of this is that, you know, You know, because you're one of the most informed journalists in the country.
Excuse me? One of the most informed journalists in the country. Let's get a reaction from somebody who truly is one of the most informed journalists in the nation. He is the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Matt Boyle, welcome back.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. And no, Don Lemon is not one of the most informed journalists in the country. He's a, you know, I guess an evening talk show host at best. But the point here is that Biden repeatedly lied during that town hall event, and CNN was not live fact-checking him. For instance, President Biden said that if during this town hall, and Don Lemon just let him say it, he let him lie, he said that if you get the vaccine, you will not get the virus. That's not true. We know that because staff for the White House and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi's staff, as well as other people on Capitol Hill, have gotten the virus after they've gotten the vaccine. That doesn't mean the vaccine isn't also effective at preventing people from getting serious illness, right? Like, so I think it's something like 97% of the recent hospitalizations are people who are unvaccinated. Okay, fine. But the president shouldn't be out there spreading misinformation, using CNN as a platform to do it about coronavirus, right? Like, so we've seen them repeatedly bashing people for spreading coronavirus misinformation. Well, here you have the president of the United States and Democrat Joe Biden and CNN as a platform spreading misinformation last night about the coronavirus pandemic to vast majorities of the American public. I mean, they lied and CNN let them do it on their airwaves. So, you know, are they going to be held to the same standard that the big tech companies and the left and so on and so forth and the establishment media held people like you, like us, like other people on the right, like President Trump too? Of course not, because there's two standards in this country. There's standards for Democrats and there's standards for everybody else. And so but the fact of the matter is that the idea that Don Lemon is some respected, esteemed journalist is like one of the most laughable things I can think of. I mean, he couldn't find another CNN host who maybe has a slight smidge bit more credibility than Don Lemon. Like, oh, I don't know, maybe go sit down with Wolf Blitzer or something. Like, I mean, he had to pick the least credible CNN anchor to do this with. Hang on.
That's got to be Fredo. Come on. That's got to be Cuomo.
Okay, fine.
The second
Fredo,
worst. The second worst.
He picked the second worst one, right? Like, well, I don't know. I guess Anderson Cooper's in the mix there, and so is Jake Tapper. But, I mean, the idea that if President Biden was serious about combating the coronavirus pandemic and serious about trying to reach out to people on the right about the vaccine and so on and so forth, he'd do a Breitbart town hall. I don't expect President Biden to ever do a Breitbart town hall because he's afraid of us. He's afraid of our audience. He'll do OANN or something before he does Breitbart. I'll tell you that much, right? Like, President Biden does not have the fortitude to stand before our journalists and our audience and answer real questions. And that's the fact. Look, here's the thing. Everybody wants to beat the coronavirus pandemic. I don't think that's a partisan thing. The Democrats have turned it into a partisan thing. But the fact of the matter is, if President Biden was actually genuine on this, he would come out and do an event with Breitbart and actually answer some tough questions. But he doesn't have the guts to do it.
Look, he can't do it after yesterday. If you want, we're going to play some clips later. I got so much to ask you, man. But his brain is more fried than it's ever been. A couple of sentences were just, it's as if he was talking Urdu backwards. It was just incomprehensible. We're talking to Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Let's talk about the bigger picture. We can get back to the town hall. But first things first, the breaking news yesterday. Today, here's my analysis, but you're the insider. When Nancy Pelosi rejects the ranking Judiciary Committee member, Jim Jordan, one of the most senior members of the Republican Party on Capitol Hill, from the quote-unquote bipartisan commission to investigate.
And Jim Banks, by the way. Jim Banks is the chairman of the biggest coalition in Congress. Right. He was going to be the ranking member of this committee.
Matt, here's my take. It's not, she's no longer, or if she ever was, the arch strategist, because that one move tells everybody the whole thing is a clown show and it's a political hatchet job. Am I wrong?
No, this was a big mistake by Nancy Pelosi. So this demonstrates to the world that it's a sham. It's a gift to Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans, frankly. Look, McCarthy approached this. I think pretty smartly. So, and again, I know we've had our differences on McCarthy, Dodger G, but I think that, you look at the way he handled this one, it was pretty smooth, right? Like, he picks out some very reasonable Republican members who are going to be hardcore, and Jim Banks and Jim Jordan, as well as the other three guys that he put forward on this thing. And then he forces Pelosi to make a very unreasonable decision by the way, historic and unprecedented for the speaker of one party to do this to members from another party. You don't see this ever happen. And so it proves that Pelosi's abusing her power. It also proves that the whole thing is a sham and it's partisan. And so then McCarthy can pull back the other Republican members and they can go put Adam Kinzinger on it all they want to. Who gives a darn? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because Pelosi, Cheney, Kinzinger, they're all in on this together. And everybody knows that. They needed the credibility of Republican members to make it look legitimate. And then it ended up backfiring on them, I think. And in that, and you even see some people in the establishment media admitting this, like the Politico crew. They're even admitting that this backfired on Pelosi. And Pelosi took some real tough questions on it at a press conference today. So it's backfiring, no doubt.
She never was, as far as I'm concerned, an arch anything that's positive. But of arch negative things, we're going to continue our discussion. Oh my gosh, the call board is full. There's only one line left, and I haven't even mentioned the number. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. George, Derek, Maria, and Victor, don't go anywhere. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka.
Last thing that's really important is we're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Wrong. That's a lie, or either you don't know what you're talking about. That was from the town hall yesterday. I'm Sebastian Gorka, taking your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, back to our guest, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, the most influential conservative website out there. Bookmark it today, Breitbart.com. Matt, give us your latest. We were talking in the break with our Rumble buddies watching. What is the status of the various infrastructure bills? Is it dead in the water? Is it going to be a compromise? What's the latest?
Well, as I was telling you during the break, I kind of vacillating back and forth on this. I'm not sure how it's going to shake out yet. But they voted yesterday in the Senate on trying to what's called a motion to proceed to get on the bill for the so-called bipartisan infrastructure framework. There's two different tracks that are happening simultaneously and interconnected. The bipartisan infrastructure framework, for which there is no bill text, by the way. So the Democrats were trying to vote on a bill that we don't even have.
How do you do that?
It's impossible to read. I don't know. I guess in Joe Biden's lack of logic land in Washington, D.C., you can vote on things that don't exist yet. But anyway, point is that the Republicans blocked that. So that didn't happen. Now, that being said, they're still negotiating and they're still trying to figure out if they can get to a place where they have bill text, and that, you know, then they were saying later this week. Now they're saying next week. So we'll see kind of as it shakes out how that one comes together. That's the bipartisan one. Now, separate from that is but interconnected is this whole partisan one that they're going to do through reconciliation, which is a budget gimmick that allows them to get past the filibuster and pass stuff on just a simple party line vote. So they need all 50 Democrat senators to be on board. Now, they don't have all 50 Democrat senators on board. Now, that one is a $3.5 trillion plan.
Wow.
Unless the bipartisan one fails. If the bipartisan one fails, then it becomes a $4.1 trillion plan.
Wow.
Now, Nancy Pelosi is hopelessly interlinking the two plans together. So she says she will not consider the bipartisan plan until the Senate takes up and passes the partisan plan as well. So, in other words, any vote for the so-called bipartisan plan is also enabling the so-called partisan plan. So all the Republican senators who negotiated this whole so-called bipartisan plan have every reason and should walk away from those negotiations now, because there is no such thing as a two-track strategy. It is all one big mess and morass of Biden's flagging at this time domestic agenda. But they may be able to revive it. So Washington and Swamp, you know how they are, right? Like, all of a sudden they'll have some kind of a thing that they cut in the middle of the night, and then, yeah, you know, it's right back to the races. So, again, when I say I'm vacillating between, I mean, you know, one day I think it's 70% they pass something, and another day I think it's 30% they pass something, another day I think it's 5% they pass something, another day I think it's 95%. So we're tracking it very closely, we're watching it, but the entire Biden agenda rides on this, and so any Republican who votes for that so-called bipartisan, so-called infrastructure plan is enabling, yes, leftist Green New Deal stuff. So those senators should walk away now. And I've talked to several Republican senators who are not part of that group who are pressuring their colleagues to walk away as well. So we'll see. And there's been some trepidation from some of them saying that they might want to walk away. So people like...
Matt, I got to ask you, because you only got 60 seconds left. These stories that they want to smuggle some kind of amnesty into the bill as well for illegals.
Yeah, well, again, all of that, it would be hard to see the parliamentarian rule amnesty in order through a reconciliation plan, because it has to be budget related. But they could do debt ceiling increase. They're going to try to do amnesty or gun control or other things like that. But the left really wants that. But I don't think they'll get away with it. But here's the thing. All of that is enabled by any Republican senator who votes for the so-called, yes, bipartisan plan. There is no separate distinction between the two. A vote for one is a vote for the other, and they need to be very clear on that. And senators like Lindsey Graham, Jerry Moran, Rob Portman, all these guys that are part of this so-called group, they need to walk away right now and get away from this, because they're enabling the hard left's agenda.
It's a fabulous yardstick. We should file it away right now, thanks to Matt, and use it in the future. Anybody who says they're a Republican, anybody who has the letter R after their name, they must be measured by whether or not they are willing to enable this disastrous White House and this disastrous president. He is Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Thank you, Matt. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next. Don't go anywhere. All of you on the line. The number is 833-334-6752. That's 833-3-GORKA. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
McCarthy is promising to have his own program.
You know, I'm not talking about him. Okay, what else you got? No, I'm not. I'm not concerned. And let's not waste each other's time, okay?
I'm not talking about him. He's only the leader of the Republicans. Sorry, this isn't a democracy. Who the hell do you think you are? I'm the queen. I'm the queen. Take off his head. Off with his head. Sorry, play that again. That was just Nancy Pelosi being asked by Kevin McCarthy in a press conference. This is what hang on a second. Let me just prep you. This is what an arch strategist looks like. Play cuts.
Kevin McCarthy is promising to have his own program.
You know, I'm not talking about him. Okay, what else you got? No, I'm not. I'm not concerned. And let's not waste each other's time, okay?
No, I mean, it's you know, it's democracy. That's all. No, forget about it. Dictatorship, please. Now, come on. Hurry up. That's Nancy. Don't be Nancy, please. Don't be like Nancy. Be healthy. She doesn't even look healthy. Do you want to be healthy? Are you worried? Honestly, guys, just stop for a second. No politics. Give me 60 seconds. Are you as healthy as you want to be? Part of that, yes, I know it's the exercise. I'm back in the gym myself. Had a week off, back in the gym. But it's what you ingest, what you take into your body. You are what you eat. Maybe a cliche, but it is true. And if you don't always eat the best things in today's life, the speed of life in America, it might be hard to. Please make sure you're getting everything you need. in addition to maybe, you know, some of the naughty stuff now and again. Do what I do. Take Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard has freeze-dried the nutrients you need into six little capsules. Three red for fruit, three green for vegetables. I take them every day, and it really works. Please, do what Dr. Howard recommends. Right now, he's going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Get the vegetable and fruit nutrients your body craves, but maybe you just don't like to eat. Call them, 800-246-8751. Promo code GORKA for that 35% off. That's 800-246-8751, or just go to balanceofnature.com. Do yourself a favor. Do your wife, your children, your grandchildren. Just be the healthiest you can be, please. Do it for them. Balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA. Let's go. Your calls, George in California, line two. Welcome aboard, George.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. I just wanted to call in and say that I've been a police officer in South L.A. working the streets now for about 4 years.
God bless you.
And I wanted to ask the fallacy that our Governor Gruesome Newsom is spewing about our dramatic, significant, ferocious increase in crime as a result of gun sales. In my 4 years working the streets, I've recovered dozens of guns off violent felons committing robberies, murders, shootings, et cetera, et cetera. I do not remember the last time I recovered a firearm off a criminal that was registered to them. These firearms
Hang on,
are
stop,
all...
Stop, stop. 4 years, right, George?
Yes, sir.
Dozens of weapons.
Dozens.
Not one of them was legally obtained.
No, sir.
Okay. That's...
They're either stolen, they're made off the street, they're unregistered, but I have not arrested someone in a crime, a violent crime, a robbery, a shooting, a murder, etc., with a firearm that was registered to them or belonged to them.
God bless you. I have to ask you, stay on the line afterwards. I want to send you something. First things first, why did you become a LEO? Why did you become a law enforcement officer?
Well, the story, I was born in Ukraine during the Soviet Union, and this is still the greatest country in the world. My father came to this country not speaking an ounce of English with pennies in his pocket, and he's now a millionaire. And that instilled a love of country in me, and I served in the Marine Corps for 7 years. And then after that, like many veterans,
I could tell. I had that whiff of Devil Dog. I could tell. I wasn't going to say it, but I could tell. George, what was your MOS? What did you do in the Corps?
I was an infantryman, sir, a machine gunner.
God bless you. God bless you. Are you going to stay in? Are you going to protect and serve and stay in?
As of right now, it's looking that way. I have 4 years and a very long 30-year career, but it's a great job. We do come in contact with great people that do need our help. And aside from the media, the coverage that we get, we are out there helping people. 99% of the cops that I work with are out there busting their butt every day to do the best job they can. And in seconds and in instances, none of us ever look at the color of the person, the race, the gender, the sexual orientation. We will run into the fire and help whoever we need. And it doesn't matter what's going on. These people working the streets are phenomenal. And the coverage that we get from the media is just atrocious. And it's very sad, the increase in crime that California and specifically LA and the major metropolitan cities are experiencing. It's sad. The people getting affected the most are the innocent civilians.
Yep.
The law-abiding civilians that are just getting crushed. Businesses are getting crushed right now. And it's so sad because our hands are tied. We're not allowed to do the job that we want to do, that we signed up to do. And it's a morale crusher, but even more, our society is suffering from it. It's very, very sad.
All right, so let's do this. George, stay on the line. Mr. G, I want George to get all of our books. I'll sign them, send them to him. Get George's father's name. We'll dedicate one of them to his father. And get George's email, his contact details, because when I'm out there, I'm going to be out there in California later this year. I want to meet up with him and his fellow Leos, if possibly, to thank them personally for what they're doing. Listen to that story. His father comes here. He's an immigrant. Pennies in his pockets. Becomes a millionaire. Why? Because this is America. His son serves in the Marine Corps. That isn't enough. Wearing the uniform of the Republic wasn't enough. He becomes a cop in one of the most challenging, dangerous, Democrat-run cities in this nation. And he's not giving up, and he's taking guns off the street, and he takes his time to call us up to tell us the truth. Not one of those arrests, dozens of weapons, none of them legally acquired. Did you hear that, Biden? You creep, you cynical, senile old man. More of your calls here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. But don't call us on a phone that's tied to one of those big cell phone companies. They're not on your side. They fund things like Planned Parenthood with your money. They make donations. Gun control organizations. Anti-First Amendment organizations. Go with the good guys. Come over. Join the conservative cell phone company. The only Christian cell phone company in America. It's Patriot Mobile. And they've proven that they deserve your trust. Out of the fees they get, they've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to organizations that care about our veterans, our pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. Support them today by becoming one of their subscribers. They've got great rates, plans to fit every budget, coverage across the nation, and right now you'll get 50% off the first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock if you use my name, and you'll get to keep your old phone number. Their team is amazing, US-based, super helpful. Call them today. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468, or just go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
I just love that music. Oh, sorry if you can't hear it, guys. Streets of San Francisco, it's a classic. I might have to go home and watch one of those episodes. What a great show. Let's go to your calls. So many calls. Let's go to Don, line two. Welcome, Don.
Sebastian, big admirer. How are you?
Good. What brings you to our show? We've got to be quick because we've got lots of people on the line.
I understand. I just heard the other officer talk, and I have 41 years in law enforcement, okay? That's a long time.
Did you start at the age of 10?
Every gun that I ever took off a suspect was either stolen or they had traded drugs to get it. Almost all legal guns that I recovered was involved with were used by people to defend their business, defend themselves, or to commit suicide. And that's the truth. I mean, it's amazing how they think that these crooks are buy guns and short. They don't do that.
It's just lies, lies, lies. God bless you for your service. Stay on the line. Let's give Don a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Waiting very patiently, Maria, California, line three.
Oh, hello, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
A fellow family escaped from Poland. I know well of what George, the police officer, is saying, escaping from Ukraine. But that said, here in California, we have a despicable situation with a governor with a Democrat Party that does not care whatsoever. The Gascons, the Bontas, the Becerras. Our governor is coming out and saying, oh, you know, these guns, these are the problem. No, it is his policies, the prisoner release, the lowering of enforcement for shoplifting. TJ Maxx, I live right down the street from Granada Hills.
Yes.
TJ Maxx. How embarrassing. Oh, our beautiful
but
community.
It's embarrassing on one angle. On the other angle, it's just that's going to lead to more crime. And eventually, it's not going to be theft. It's going to be murder. Thank you, Maria. Waiting from the top of the show, Derek Cleveland, line one. You have a question.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Gorka, for taking my call.
Yes.
If I can quickly just add one thing before my main point of calling, which was
you got 60 seconds, dude. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, when you began the show talking about that ridiculous argument of that guns kill people. Actually, and you said, was that ever tried in a court? Did ever anyone ever say, well, no, it was the gun that killed him, not me? That was done in an old country song that reminded me. It's called The Devil's Right Hand. In the song, the outlaw says, I'm not guilty. You got the wrong man. Nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand.
I love it. I'm going to check it out. Thank you, Derek. You got 30 seconds left. What's your question?
Okay. And so it's not a question. It was just a comment about the nonsense of open borders,
yes.
The whole idea of it. That you know, and for people that have passports, my wife and I, we've traveled, we've been to South America three
20
times.
20 seconds.
And that to visit each country, we had to pay for a visa.
Yes.
With a certain,
not if you're an illegal alien crossing into the southern border in America, because that's the insanity. They think they can buy voters. Thank you, Derek. Going to check out that song next hour. Crazy Colonel Kay Schlichter.